Look at that, 601. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Today is May 2nd, 2017. Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Berkey.
Here.
Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Present. All right. Everyone was distributed electronically the minutes of our April 4th, 2017 meeting. Mm-hmm. Are there any deletions, corrections, changes? Motion and second. Anything? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Moving on to resolutions. Resolution number 188. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and the Westchester County Association, Inc. Office of Employment and Training.
Move.
Second.
Second. You want to talk about it? No? Mm-hmm. No one's here from...
Well, that's where I was actually going to go and actually say if we don't have any from workforce.
Everybody was notified that they should be here, so...
Or a deputy, you know what I mean?
Or a deputy.
Yeah, so I'd actually move it to hold off on it.
Very good. Very good. All right, moving on.
What are we doing?
We're postponing.
Yeah, if you don't mind, we'll take a vote on this real quick.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. So carried. Resolution 190, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with New York Communications Co., UCAD. And we have the honor of...
Move for discussion.
Second.
Mr. Quasino. Here this evening. Yeah. Don, you want to give us a quick...
It's the same rate that we had the last 5 years. They're giving us brand new equipment and kept the rate flat for the next 5 years.
Okay. How many units are we, everybody that rolls?
It's the entire bus and the dispatch office, so everyone. So maybe a couple extra, I think. I'm not sure off the top of my head. About 30.
30 units.
About 30 units.
Okay. Legislator Berkey.
Would the contract be flexible in case of absorbing city bus?
Yeah, we talked to them and they said that they would agree to amend the contract if we could do that.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 192, approving the execution of the contract, amending, causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000. Entered into by the county and Tyler Technologies.
Move.
I will second for discussion.
Second. Sylvia?
Tyler Technologies is, for this contract, they're supporting the current public safety system. So the one that was presented in January for your approval, that you approved, was set to coincide with the end date of the new project, the enterprise project that's going on now, so that when one left off, the other could start taking over the maintenance. Well, the enterprise project got delayed by 1 month, so now I need to amend this just by one more month so that the dates will coincide again.
Okay. Any questions after you heard what Sylvia said? It's just a 1 month extension?
I did, Mr. Chairman, but I was waiting to be recognized.
Please, Hector.
Thank you. So, the other project is, of course, ongoing at this point, correct?
Correct. But we're not paying maintenance until August 1st, 2018.
For all of you who may or may not remember, this was the contract that we had issue with back in...
January.
Was it January or even... No, it was even...
The July meeting.
It was after a... It's actually after one of our legislative sessions. Remember, we actually, Mary Beth actually was the only person who understood what I was trying to say, thank God. Which was that you're paying for two systems, right? And you're paying for two systems at the same time.
Right.
And it becomes a thing where at what point are we then getting off one system and onto the other? And so here we are. I mean, yes, I know. It's only $11,680. This is not the end of the universe. And 50 cents.
So is there some provision for, I'm sorry.
I'll defer.
Legislator Berkey, please.
I'm just wondering if there's some provision for when it will actually sunset.
Well, and that's where this goes, where it's like, so are you guaranteeing us now that it's 1 month? because...
May I respond?
Oh, please.
Okay. The maintenance for the, I'll call it the enterprise contract, that's what they call the new system, and the old one I'll call Aegis. So the enterprise support doesn't start until August 1st of 2018. So we're not, in fact, paying any duplicate maintenance at this point in time. When, if at August 1st, 2018, the enterprise system is not up and running, we will have to overlap. So it's really rare and almost, I would say, impossible to have no overlap whatever. Your goal is to try to minimize the overlap as much as possible. So at this point, you're talking about an 18-month project, so we're trying to project out that time frame, and it looks like these will be reasonable dates that we should be able to meet. At this point, you know, that's the best that I can say. I can't really guarantee that that's the date that it's going to happen, but that's what the plan is.
That's what the plan is. Mm-hmm. Hector, are you okay with that?
I have no intention of paying overlap, so I guess for right now, this is fine to move at the moment, and we'll see what happens.
Since there is no...
we'll see what happens.
Overlap. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Thank you, Sylvia. Resolution number 198, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Transpo Consulting, LLC. Department of
thing.
Planning. Dennis, please.
Like
move
thing.
For discussion.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
The additional funding for this contract is to have Transpro do two things. One is a ridership satisfaction survey with respect to city bus, and the other one is a route optimization study with respect to city bus. We've been working through the integration work. We've had the technical committees have met. We've met with the elected officials, the chief elected official of each of the communities to see whether or not we still had a sense that we were going to go forward. They've indicated that that is the case, and one of the things that we wanted to do relative to that, once we got to that level of discussion, we wanted to make sure that before we had public meetings that we could actually tell the folks in Kingston and others what routes they're going to have. Rather than simply say that the county is going to take the routes over, we wanted to say to them, we are going to take the routes over and this is how your routes are going to work. And we needed to look at route optimization so that we knew what those costs were. So now we don't have a good sense. We have a sense of where we can go and what we think the costs are, but route optimization will give us a lot more detail with respect to that. I would also say that this is 100% federal dollars.
No.
95.
It says 95. 95. Yeah, it says 95.5. Mainly, the contractual amount is
the lies
actually
begin.
No, the 100%. The contractual amount is actually 100%. We match the 5%. We match the 5% with in-house labor. So the consultant, we build 100% of the feds. The way the budget runs, it's 100% of the feds for the consultant contract. And we match it with in-house.
95.5.
It is 95.5 technically, and from a budget operations standpoint, from an actual cost of the consultant, it's 100% fed.
Any other questions for Dennis? Hearing none, all those
tired.
In favor signify yes. By saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
Resolution number 218, scheduling a public hearing as required under Article 25AA of the Agricultural and Markets Law on the addition of lands to agricultural districts to be held June 20th, 2017 at 7:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the public can be heard in providing direct notice to affected municipalities. Department of Planning?
No.
I'll second.
Public hearing for our inclusions in the Ag District.
Yep. Okay. Required.
Yes. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Doyle, you're still on the Farmland Preservation Board, correct?
I serve by title, yes.
Okay. So, as you know, we always have to ask the inevitable question of, do we have any municipalities that have voiced any concerns with regards to any of these parcels being included into the Ag District?
The short answer is we don't know what the Farmland Protection Board's recommendations are going to be yet, because it hasn't met.
So when the Farmland Protection Board meets, you'll know what those recommendations are. The legislature has an opportunity in terms of the public hearing and also in terms of its certification of the district to move forward to either include all the parcels as recommended by the Farmland Protection Board or to modify it and include less than those parcels that are recommended for inclusion by the Farmland Protection Board.
And that was a great way to over-answer a question. However, my question still remains, have we heard anything from any municipalities that have any objections to any parcels that are going to be applying or that will be
included? To the best of my knowledge, the answer is no.
Okay.
I know that staff has reviewed with Cornell Cooperative Extension the parcels that have been proposed. I believe there are two parcels that have some concerns being expressed by staff.
Okay.
And the next meeting of the Farmland Protection Board, I believe, is May 25th. It's a Thursday.
Where do they meet?
Legislator Litz will get an answer to that question.
There are multiple ag districts. I believe, and please, this is off the top of my head, I believe there's something like 11 or 12 parcels. Do you remember, Jim? I don't.
Yeah.
And
it's countywide. It's open.
It's countywide, so there are multiple parcels. And what we do, just so everybody understands, is the county planning department takes the parcels in as a means to deal with some of the time frames within the statute. So we take the parcels in, begin our work on them. We then transmit them to the chairman of the legislature. And we're setting that meeting up now with the chairman. The chairman then officially transmits them back to the Farmland Protection Board, and that starts a 30-day clock, and that's the reason we do it that way. Otherwise, we run into problems with respect to time frames.
Okay.
Chairman's aware of this, and we've done it for years.
Very good. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Unanimous. Okay. New business. Old business. Hector, you and I had a conversation. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So at this time, I will move to postpone this resolution an additional month to continue the conversation. But as I mentioned during the course of that conversation, I just want to reiterate, part of this becomes principle insofar as that we need to be able to measure, we need to figure out what those metrics are if we're going to continue to be supportive and that we actually know that our efforts are, in fact, coming to fruition.
Understood, Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. I'd be happy to sit down. We'll continue our discussion and work on we'll get to a resolution. Okay. Where you will get the information you would like. Legislator Berkey.
How does this list compare to the previous list? I don't have the other one in front
of me. It's the same one.
Exactly.
Same list.
And that was the list that was provided by the Office of Business Services.
So what is there an objection to this list?
I think there was, but I think in addition, I think there was also some internal discussions from the administrative side about the list. And more importantly, though, I think we want to be able to get to something that at least, again, we get back to in principle, being able to set that precedent, being able to get to a situation where we at least are starting to have that conversation about how we measure the success of this office.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Very good.
May I just ask another question?
Sure.
Is this the kind of information that could be collected by the, can I ask, Dennis, is this something that the planning office is capable of collecting?
Some of that stuff on the list actually comes from the planning office. Some of the major projects and referrals comes from the planning office.
No, this is something we've done in the past. It's all public data, so it's just a matter of having it available in an easy form to digest as a... That's the goal, right?
Understood.
Okay, I just want to be clear about that.
All right. But our conversations are ongoing, Hector.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask that I be informed so I can participate? Since as a planner, I have some experience in this area.
Duly noted.
Yes. Thank you.
Anything else?
Motion for adjournment.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.